I've been book burned, getting ready to go on in a minute or two. Tapers and relay broadcasters going on in about 1 minute. Good evening, this is Reverend Book Burn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight we do not have the Midnight Creeps as live guests due to illness, but we are going to celebrate Anti-President's Day and play a lot of tunes. We'll play some Midnight Creeps later, and they are going to reschedule, and we have some special Anti-President's Day treats, and we're also going to cover great events of the week, the Philadelphia version of the show, the Vagina Monologues, the Jefferson Starship Concert, and a whole lot more, and some leftovers that time did not permit to be played last week on the Love Night show before Valentine's Day. But first, let's play a very beautiful song by Elvis Hitler from the Disgraceland CD for the American Christian Taliban, the friends of George W. Numbnuts Bush and his criminal regime. This is Elvis Hitler doing 10 Wheels for Jesus.
Yeah. from the confusion of its knowledge. Then there are a thousand more turning to advantage. They realize the third world was good, so they reclaim power. The bomb is dead. Another's cold, another's gray. The shot of the all is deadly ray. Jesus had an idea from the confusion of his soul. Then there are a thousand more waiting to take control. The guilt is sold, forgiveness bought. The cross is there as your reward. Watch.
You heard the Meat Men doing Cope on a Rope. Jay Church did You're the One That I Want. Crass did Where Next, Columbus. Tom Constanton did Friend of the Devil. And started off with Elvis Hitler doing 10 Wheels for Jesus. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night from 9 to 11 or so East Coast Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org, where the show is repeat broadcasted Tuesday nights 7 to 9 and Wednesday mornings 6 to 8, also East Coast Time, USA. And The Reverend Is In is relay broadcasted live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, and repeat broadcasted at a.m., oh so appropriately, on Sunday mornings, where the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live on two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgender or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend, request songs, announce your birthday, or exorcism, or reverse exorcism, or give feedback or ideas for the upcoming themes, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking retarded person after Reagan and before George W. Moron Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. And got some new theme shows planned that have been unexpected but very pleasant surprises. As I said at the very beginning, the planned live guests for tonight's show, the Midnight Creeps from midnightcreeps.com, have postponed unexpectedly due to illness. Jen is sick, and I'm pretty sure one other band member is also sick, and they are postponing, but pledging to reschedule and looking forward to that. So we'll have the Midnight Creeps on another night. Tonight is Anti-President's Day. And a brand new, as yet unannounced, show for next Sunday night, February 27th. It will be live guest Caroline Rothstein. Caroline Rothstein is the producer in Philadelphia of the Vagina Monologues, and we're going to talk about that later. The Vagina Monologues was a one-night-only performance in Philadelphia for V-Day this past week. Fantastic show. And producer Caroline Rothstein will be a live guest next week. We will talk about the show at length, as well as her activism and women's projects and her spoken word art and a lot more. So next week the theme is Holy Vagina, and it will be just that. And that is in 1 week. And numerous other themes coming up, including in March, the return of Lady Simone, no relation to any psycho stalker, obsessive Christian supremacist male freakazoids that might resemble that. Lady Simone will be returning, and it'll be the 1 year anniversary since she became the bride of the very first wedding on the show, when she married Brother Eric, alias Mr. Beefcake. And they're all doing fine, and their beautiful dog Jade. And Lady Simone will be returning in early March. Also in March, Palm and Stroke Sunday, and Easter, what some people will do to get nailed. and special surprises in April for the Reverend's birthday show, which will be in mid-April, and some probable out-of-town guests, and if you're a long-term listener, some long-absent people. So it looks like a really good show is coming for the birthday show in April. And other themes to get around to when time permits. Recovery for propagandists, in which we will deal with the 12-step monopoly and delusional higher power recovery systems, as well as the propagandistic bullshit terms used by the addictions industry, such as love addiction, sex addiction, internet addiction, porn addiction, television addiction, golf cart addiction, and other misuses of the word, and we'll deal with why that's total bullshit on a very special show, Recovery for Propagandists, probably with a very special live guest, also from the Reverend's professional life as a mild-mannered social worker. Other future themes include 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, the official opening of the White House corporate brothel, pubic property, in which we will discuss Puritan posturing and sex negativism from all spheres of life, liberal and conservative, the left wing and the right wing, the Reverend Falwell types of religious Taliban clone zealots, as well as groupthink freethinkers, and certain kinds of women's studies programs and the like, sex negativism from all spheres of life, and will be informative, musical, and humorous, and of course highly entertaining. Pubic property and some good ideas are coming from you so far, all of which are being incorporated into the Pubic Property Show. And also forthcoming, the return of Demonica and a possible other wedding happening on this show in the future. Oh, young man, did you know that some sexual dysfunctionaries decided to interrupt this show so that they could manifest their impotence by abusing the entire neighborhood with their excessively violent sirens? Will you pray with me? Lord, please restore the genital functioning of the person who blasted by. We hope that this person's problem can be resolved and that they can become functional and human once again. Lord, we pray to thee. Thank you. Okay. You're not supposed to laugh when you're praying with your reverend. Wait. We're saying goodbye to select a census star from the On the Front Line show, the show preceding the Reverend is in on Radio Volta, who is laughing while praying. Well, good night, man. And we'll just ask the great Santa figure to forgive him for that exhibition of blasphemous humor. Got so many songs for tonight's show, the Anti-President's Day, and some stuff to cover. We have some incredible on-the-internet treats in celebration of Anti-President's Day, some very special links, some exposed Bush links, and you probably heard some of it already, the Bush admitting on tape that he smoked pot once, and the scandal that affected Reagan, Daddy Bush, and Daddy Bush's idiot asshole son, who is now the unelected twice president by a coup, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, W. Bush, a scandal that involves child porn, child sexual slavery, and other horrors, and that affects yet more sick fucks who run around calling themselves family values and morals advocates, and we'll deal with that later, and all kinds of stuff that became exposed, and we'll talk about the gay hustler and sex worker who became a part of the Bush regime's press corps, which is a kind of a hilarious story. And I always wondered about Bush. Are you still here? I always wondered about Bush since the days that they had Dickless Cheney holed up in a bunker after September 11th. And, you know, you probably had to go like 300 feet deep into the ground to get to his bunker. And then it of course begged the question, what do these guys do in there? So I think the new gay person from the Bush regime might be able to shed some light on that. And he's reportedly a talker, so maybe a lot will come out of it. Anyway, I'm going to jump to the tunes. All of that is going to come later. Just a few quick news items and some plugs, and get back to the music. We're going to have special Asshole of the Week presentations, as always. And there's numerous runner-ups. There's some updates for past recipients of Asshole of the Week. One of which is a mass murderer and a war criminal, a psychopathic killer, and former member of the Reagan regime and current member of the Bush regime. He's the ambassador to Baghdad and was once the ambassador to Honduras, where he presided over the Contra-Terrorism War, in which tens of thousands of Nicaraguan civilians were tortured, raped, slaughtered, and he had a very big hand in that. His name is John Negroponte, and he is the new Director of National Intelligence, DNI. So, if you're in a country other than the U.S. and you're listening to this show, please get the word out that many, many people in America are just red with embarrassment, and as usual, and that this man in no way represents the common working person, even the people who are the most dupable, and there are a lot of them, by the corporate media and the Bush regime and their spinmeisters. So, we apologize to you, the rest of the world, that this bloody mass murderer who has more blood on his hands than the combined total of every serial killer of the last half century combined is now the Director of National Intelligence, DNI. And he is a past recipient of Asshole of the Week. And let's see. I'm talked out already. It's been a great weekend. And Saul Jefferson Starship. And Lord Jesus. And had all kinds of fun. Let's see. I'm going to give a couple of plugs and then get back to the music. And we'll also talk about the Vagina Monologues later. There are some great cartoons, which is another good thing to email your clergy person here. One is by Ted Rall, Ted R-A-L-L, Ted Rall, in which it says, it's dated February 10th, 2005, and I don't have a link for this, but it's easy enough to find, Ted R-A-L-L. The one and only cartoonist that actually went to Afghanistan, and his book of cartoons is from Jello Biafra's music and spoken word label, AlternativeTentacles.com. Ted Rall asks, are you loud, opinionated, Republican, earn big bucks as a government-funded journalist? And it also it profiled a couple of people, including the African American leader who took money from the Bush regime so that he could endorse their policies. Ted Rall earned big bucks as a government-funded journalist from February 10th. And yet another fantastic cartoon by Tom Tomorrow. And online, it's thismodernworld.com. But I heard you have to go through a lot of shit to get to his cartoons. So, Tom Tomorrow, if you can find another way to get to it, that might be good, or do a search for it. But his very recent cartoon that resembles the Twilight Zone, called The Republican Zone, is worth finding. And in Philadelphia this weekend, there was a conference that was called Poly Living 2005 for people who are into relationships involving more than two people. And so a lot of polyamorous people were in Philadelphia this weekend in the city of siblinghood love. And since there's so much shit against alternative lifestyles or any lifestyle that isn't peddling abstinence and family values from a Christian supremacist and moral point of view, as defined by Bush and the Taliban clones, I thought I'd give them a plug, since they're probably getting all kinds of fire. They are called Poly Living, and talk about family values, big family values. They are online at Poly Living, that's one word, P-O-L-Y, polyliving.com. And let's see, Heart of the Beholder film is now completed and should be on tour going around the country. And one of the producers and possibly others are going to make their way to Philadelphia and eventually be on this show. I forgot to mention. And you can check out Heart of the Beholder online at beholder.com. And we may be getting Carol Queen or another person from centerforsexandculture.com, and as well as the Sex Workers Art Show, which is coming to Philadelphia in about a month or so. And we might be getting one of them on the show as well. And that's at sexworkersartshow.com. Okay, when we come back, we will cover all the other stuff that is yet to be done. And we'll read from a book about Bush in honor of Anti-President's Day. And, of course, we'll talk about his great pot quote and sick child abuse scandal. But first, let's play a song by Rising Lion. This is from the free CD that comes from the DVD version of the great documentary about Amsterdam called Sex, Drugs, and Democracy. This track is by Rising Lion, and it's entitled Don't Bogart Me. Just like the hard one.
it's a thrill you're looking for, honey, I'm flexible. Oh yeah, just be for real, won't you?
Alright, we're gonna play a couple of treats now. Just received by the Reverend from Sudden Death label. That's the label that has DOA, the new MDC release, and a lot of great stuff. Joe Keith Lee from DOA sent the Reverend the new re-release of the compilation that came out in the very early days of punk from Vancouver around 1978 and 79, and it's called Vancouver Complication, and we're going to play a couple of tracks from that. It is fantastic. It was close to impossible to pick out some songs, so I'm just going to play the first couple and give you a taste of old Vancouver. But first, we got to play a song. And we're going to dedicate it to next week's guest, Caroline Rothstein, the producer of the Vagina Monologues in Philadelphia, next week's guest on the Holy Vagina Show, and spoken word artist and activist and defender of birth control and abortion rights. This is a live song by the Dead Milkmen, and the reference for people outside of Philadelphia, for people who weren't aware about this retarded asshole like 10 or 15 years ago, Stephen Friend was a talking idiot along the lines of Bush or Dan Quayle, arguably more stupid than both. And rather than put him in the rubber room and put psychiatric meds in his butt, they put him in government and let him write laws. And he's the author of the highly repressive state law, the Pennsylvania Abortion Control Act of 1989. And in addition to being a Taliban wannabe, he was also somebody who made so many unbelievably stupid quotes to the media, the worst of which, and something he said more than once, was that a woman who was the victim of rape could not become pregnant and therefore not need an abortion because of some kind of special hormone secretion that would prevent a pregnancy. And so even in the state that gave people such classic idiots as Frank Rizzo and Bob Casey and so many others, Bob Casey and Bob Casey Jr., Stephen Friend is arguably the dumbest fuck in the history of Pennsylvania politics. And this Dead Milkmen track was directed to him, and it is the intro to their live version of Bitchin' Camaro.
Isn't it great to see all these girls run up and kiss a 30-year-old fat balding man? Because now I like to make fun of Stephen Friend. Or as we like to call him, Mr. Illiterate Product of an Incestuous Relationship. You know, one thing my dad taught me was, it ain't much of a man who picks a fight with pregnant women. And that's basically what they're doing with the women trying to get into abortion clinics. The pregnant woman! Woo! This is my idea. I will fight Stephen Friend. The loser leaves the state of Pennsylvania. I think I can take the little weasel, too. Let some other state worry about him. Ship him on out of here. When he flies on the plane away, they're going to have to keep him down in the cargo with all the other pets. I wonder if his little doggy carrier. So remember, Stephen Friend and me, it's going to be better than this Holyfield flight coming up. Stephen Friend and me duking it out. On pay-per-view! I'm not even going to let him just hit the canvas. I'm going to keep him up for a while and duke him around a little bit.
I'd like to go see that.
You would. You should come see it. I'm thinking about holding it at the shore.
Oh, really? At the shore? But how would I get down there?
You can get a car. No.
Oh, what kind of car should I get?
You should probably get one of them there bitching Camaros. If I had to
Worked out to an arm. Now she's in command. There's a wire in my brain. No more pain. There's a wire in my brain. No more pain. There is a wire inside my brain. Circuit in your head, and our world is dead. No more grief. Wire in your life, that feels so real, and it turns me on when it wants me to. Send away and get one too. My brain, no more pain. There's a wire in my brain. No more pain. There is a wire inside my brain.
You heard Wasted Lives doing Wirehead, Exotone did Big Shot, and Pointed Sticks did The Marching Song. All three of those from the new release, re-release from SuddenDeath.com, the Vancouver Complication, Vancouver Punk from 1978, or 1977 through 79. Before that, you heard the Dead Milkmen doing Bitchin' Camaro live. Leonard Cohen did Be For Real. The Dicks did their happy song for apathetic and apolitical people entitled I Hope You Get Drafted. Midnight Creeps did Nighttime Nasty. And started off with Rising Lion doing Don't Bogart Me. This is Reverend Booker, and the show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Anti-President's Day. And we got a contribution for tonight's theme from the great Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com. You gotta love Ms. Terry, who sent this today. You never know with Ms. Terry when something is real and something is made up, and just a good, humorous, satirical piece. And in this particular case, I don't care. It was so funny, I wanted to share it with you. If you write and ask if it's true or not, I will tell you already that I don't know. However, from Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, George W. Numbnuts Bush visited a gathering of Native American people in Arizona and gave a speech for over an hour in which he promised his pledge for increasing every Native American person's standard of living, and that he looked forward to working with and helping his quote, Red Brothers, and that at the end of this gathering, some tribal leaders presented Bush with a special plaque with the Walking Eagle and gave him the name Walking Eagle. Eventually, the press approached the tribal leaders and asked about the significance of the Walking Eagle, and it was explained to them by the tribal leaders that a walking eagle is an eagle that is so full of shit that he can no longer fly. And if this is true, I couldn't think of a more appropriate award for that piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump. So the president-elect proudly took away his plaque, drove through the town with in his limo, waving to people and displaying his walking eagle. Thank you, Ms. Terry, for contributing once again a great thing to this show. Okay, where's the pot quote? Alright. It's even on Spanish TV on the news that Bush made all these statements before the 2000 election about where he stood on those things, like how he wanted to schmooze with the conservative religious leaders, and how he didn't want to jump bad with the gays because, well, I'm a sinner too, and on, and worship quotes for Taliban clone John Ashcroft, and all kinds of good quotes. But the real gem of the quotage on this tape by interestingly named person Doug Weed, on Doug Weed's tape, he was talking about, he was bad-mouthing Al Gore for admitting that he smoked pot when he was young, or tried it once, or whatever. And he was saying how he would never do that because, quote, "I don't want some little kid doing what I tried," end quote. Now, I have real mixed feelings about this, because, as you know, we have defended on pretty much every show the medical marijuana defendants, the exiles fleeing fascism in America, and seeking asylum and exile status in Canada and other countries, supporting René Boget and others. And we're pretty much, for good reason, considered a hemp-friendly show. But now that we're hearing that George W. Bush tried it, I'm thinking, alright, I've never taken money for the show. I've never yet profited by it or anything like that. I've never took ads. Anything I've ever plugged has just been out of love or admiration or just digging it or thinking it's funny. But I was thinking I could consider a first-time ad, or doing an ad, not on the show, of course, but I could consider participating in an anti-pot ad or commercial on TV that discouraged the use of hemp and citing Bush as an example of why you wouldn't want to do it. And I think that would be very effective. I think that would be the ultimate ad. It would be a lot better than showing the guys from Kiss or Keith Richards or some other fuck-up. They're standing there saying, don't do weed, you'll end up like this guy. You know, a successful gazillionaire who has 20-year-olds throwing their undergarments at them and making tons of money. So I was thinking, we can do an anti-pot ad that says, "This was once a thinking man." You'd have to start off by lying, but then most of these ads are, all, pretty much all these ads are based on lies and mistruths anyway. "This was once a thinking person, and he tried marijuana, and now it can be said with supreme accuracy that he is one of the biggest fuckheads alive in the world today. Do you want to smoke the same thing that George W. Bush tried? Just say no." and don't let your brain become like George W. Bush's. And I think that would work. I will consider it. So, you spam assholes and all you people who say, do you want to do a commercial or do you want to do this? That is a maybe. And this is, you're going to hear a lot about that this week, because that's actually getting media coverage, unlike the next story, which is that there were all these accounts of children. This is beyond the Clinton era scandals that were outed by Larry Flynt and David Brock, author of Blinded by the Right, in which they expose the affairs and the gay affairs of the family values congressmen and moral crusading evangelists and all that. This is stuff that's not semi-sympathizable, you know, even for moral hypocrites. This is just horrifying stuff, and it comes in so much abundance from these abstinence and holy warriors and Christian supremacist types, child abuse and child sexual abuse. And it's not just these fucking freakazoids in the priesthood. And this went all the way up to the White House, then occupied by Ronald Reagan and another war criminal and corporate criminal, George H.W. Bush, and extends to the current Bush. And I've seen no verification of this from an outside source, but if you want to check out the story and send the link around for President's Day to all your email buddies, it is from, it's from a really weird guy. It's from The Law Party, one word, thelawparty.com/Franklin Cover-Up, one word without a hyphen, thelawparty.com/Franklin Cover-Up/Franklin.htm. And that's a good President's Day gift. And here's another one that can also be sent around by email. And if you know any Dildonians who are Bush worshippers, you definitely want to send that to them, as well as this link. By now, you probably heard, because you book burners stay on top of this shit more than the Reverend, that one of his press handlers, and I think that's a very interesting term, but one of his press handlers to come on board obviously was hired without a background check, because he has a gay male escort pass. His name is Jeff Gannon, G-A-N-N-O-N. You can probably find a lot by doing a web search. Jeff Gannon, G-A-N-N-O-N. And the source that has the actual ads this guy's in for 900 numbers and paid escorts. And again, there's nothing wrong with any adult-oriented scandal of the moral crusaders, except that it's fun to out them because they are people who want to they not only want to shit can freedom and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, but they actually want to pass laws and further implement repression against every kind of community in matters that are personal and lifestyle and harmless. So, therefore, they deserve these outings and exposings. The exposing of Jeff Gannon, including the ads he's in, is at America Blog, another blog thing. One word, americablog.blogspot, one word, no hyphen. americablog.blogspot.com/2005/02/man-called-Jeff hyphenated man hyphen called hyphen Jeff America.html, americablog.blogspot.com/2005/02/mancalledjeff.html. And if you are partying and whatever, or still a little loopy from the Jefferson Starship concert, or whatever, I'll send you all the shit. Write quail@sjcdc.org and I'll send it to you. And yes, I did break my habit long ago of giving mile-long links, but these are worth it, and it is Anti-President's Day. And I'm just going to do a couple more. And then I have so much great music that I want to get back to it. This is from a group called Deep Fried. And they worship Zog. Z-O-G-G. Oh, where's Marlin when you need him? He would love this. Praise Zog. And they have like these children's books, except that they changed the word God to Zog. And Z-O-G-G. And the site is pretty hilarious. But before you go to the front homepage, you can check out the children's Zog book at What is Deep Fried? Just one word without hyphens. whatisdeepfried.com/zog/zog1, the numeral 1, .html. And that is funny, and it's worth the mile-long link. Apologies to people who are sick of me doing big links. And let's see, one more plug, and it's very small. It's from Philadelphia's Drexel University, and they have a cable access television station that's really good called DUTV, which is DUTV.org, and they're showing repeatedly this month the Bolivian Revolution -Enter the Oil Workers. So you could see that, and you can be anywhere in the world and see this. You don't have to be in Philadelphia. Check it out online, DUTV.org, the Bolivian Revolution, Enter the Oil Workers. All right, if time permits, we'll read from the anti-Bush book, and there's some hilarious quotes, and of course, any quote from the Numbnuts is unto itself hilarious. This I'm probably going to skip because I saw how much time we have. Coming up, maybe we'll save this for the Holy Vagina Show next week with Caroline Rothstein from Vagina Monologues. The release of the Reverend's first product, the Jesus Contraceptive Sponge. Yes, one of the American Christian Taliban types and Al-Qaeda clones from the anti-abortion movement walks around the Philadelphia area with a sign that says, "Try Jesus, not abortion." And the message to that is pretty obvious, that Jesus is, in fact, a form of contraception, and that he can catch all of those little tail things, even despite those holes in his hands. So we want to now market the Reverend Bookburn Jesus Contraceptive Sponge, and we're going to save that for Caroline Rothstein, because that sounds like something she would like as well. And also in future shows, there's a lot of news in South Jersey regarding the taking over not only of buildings and business buildings, but now that's expanded to private homes. And I know from some of you who have written that this is a battle that's in a lot of areas in the nation. And so we're going to cover that and probably have one of these organizers on a future show. They do email the Reverend and keep me informed about this kind of shit. What it is these little business mafias that kind of take over the town, and then they decide it is a business redevelopment district or a business improvement district. And we covered the Camden County Improvement and Development Project and the Collingswood Business Improvement District and other towns, and another former recipient of Asshole of the Week, Louis Capelli, and similar characters. Now we're going to cover their new... extend to private homes. A threat in Westville, New Jersey, Haddon Township, New Jersey, and Pensauken, New Jersey, and a place in Pensauken called Petty's Island. And so we'll save that for a special show. But we'll cover that, and then if you have a local struggle that is similar to that, you can also keep me informed. We talked about the Vagina Monologues, and coming up in Philadelphia on March 18th is the Marijuana Logs, which is going to be at the Keswick Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania, keswicktheater.com. The Marijuana Logs on this particular tour features the legendary Tommy Chong. Yes, he's out of prison. And Tommy Chong is on the Marijuana Logs tour. That's March 18th. And it's also touring North America at 7:30 p.m. at the Keswick Theater. All right. Way talked out. And I want to get to the asshole of the week because there's so many runner-ups. In the background is the Vancouver Complication, a compilation of early Vancouver punk bands from SuddenDeath.com. And now we're going to play a track from a compilation from, it's an all-women's or women's fronted band label from the Reverend's friend Renee Bryant in Los Angeles on the Rag Records, on the rag.net. And this compilation is entitled Put Some Pussy in Your Punk. And I thought we'd play a lovely post-Valentine's Day song by Duchess de Sade entitled Cafe Flesh.
Consumption is being standard.
Lord, make this work. So don't miss the vagina show.
Alright. I wouldn't miss that.
Oh, I know you'll be here.
Thank you. change the world? Who wants to shoot the girl? Who gets to work for bread? Who wants to get ahead? Who hands out equal rights? Starts and ends that fight. Not rant and rave, or end up a slave. Who can make hard-won gains fall like summer rain? Every man must be what his life can be. So don't me chill, I will walk away. Who wants to please everyone? Who says it all can be done? Still sit up on that fence. No one I've heard of you. Don't call me baby. Don't talk in maybe. Don't talk like has been. Sing it like it should be. Touch someone.
Yeah. My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots, and the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And there's a number of runner-ups as well. Asshole number one is... Runner-up to asshole number one is E. Pierce Marshall. E. Pierce Marshall is the son of the late J. Howard Marshall, oil billionaire who, at the age of 89, became the famous groom to then 26-year-old Anna Nicole Smith. J. Howard decided to leave much of his estate to Anna Nicole Smith, and that resulted in the family, and in particular, E. Pierce Marshall, born billionaires, to contest her cut of the money. And even though he's an oil person and we should probably hate him and all that, still it is his right to say that he married a then Playboy model and somebody he wanted to marry, and he agreed to leave her the estate, and that was his decision. And these people did not leave, these people in his family do not need the money. So, the court's ruling in his favor once again, being appealed now to the Supreme Court, and we say that E. Pierce Marshall, you are a runner-up to an asshole. You're not even good enough to be an asshole, you're just a runner-up. E. Pierce Marshall, runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Asshole of the Week, runner-up number two is the company called Blockbuster Video. In addition to the many issues cited on this show in the past about Blockbuster and their censorship, their ass-licking to the religious right-wing and Bush types and Ashcroft types, and we mean no offense whatsoever to people who are into ass-licking for real, but now Blockbuster is being sued for their deceptive advertising in which they claim that they ended late fees and actually have converted late returns to purchases, another deceptive advertising. Hey, where's the fart sounds, Marlon? We need the fart sounds. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong. We spent all that time on the first runner-up.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
That's better. Therefore, Blockbuster is the second runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And check out in your area the Division of Consumer Affairs if you want to complain about Blockbuster, who should be boycotted anyway. All right, where's the rest? I know there's a plenty. Do we have another asshole? They're all on different papers, and now it frustrates me. Alright, now he's not an asshole. He's just John Negroponte. He was past Asshole of the Week. Ah, here's an asshole. That's a group. The number three runners-up to Asshole of the Week are the Democratic National Committee. The Democratic National Committee has been having conferences and decisions and making decisions to soften their abortion stands and suck the genitals of the religious right wing and Taliban clones, in particular seeking to soften their abortion right stands. This amidst the avalanche of anti-choice legislation and anti-choice clauses and other unrelated and often irrelevant pieces of legislation. And all the while not making issue of the fact that the Violence Against Women Act is underfunded, that these fetus fetish insurance policies of the Bush regime do nothing for the 43 million Americans, including 8.5 million children who have no insurance, and that nearly 20% of the children living in his so-called culture of life are living in poverty. The Democratic National Committee are also not pointing out the delusional abstinence programs and lack of contraception and comprehensive sex education. Dishonorable mention goes to Howard Dean, Bob Casey Jr., Phil Puckett, William Galston, John Kerry, and Kristen Day. All buffoons and runners up to Asshole of the Week. And that leads us to a very special someone. Someone who can top all of that. A very special asshole. Not again. We did that whole track. Right. We need the asshole sounds, especially for this guy. Yes, we're going to hear Cheech again with his loud farts.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
And now, for that very special someone, Sunday, February 20th, 2005, at RadioVolta.org. AtheistNetwork.com, two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Our very special person, our asshole of the week, is Richard Land. Richard Land is the head of the Southern Baptist Convention, in which he is now a regular in meeting with representatives of the criminal Bush regime. They have weekly teleconferences, and he is among the crafters of policies on issues ranging from abortion to gay marriage to anti-pornography and to all kinds of issues that in a diverse culture have no business being made by a buffoon who represents one segment of the population, one ideology, one belief system. And he has responded to critics within his own church, his own fellow Baptists, who say, we want moral issues to also mean war and poverty. He has poo-pooed all of that, saying that the president has biblical support for any war that is a, quote, just war, end quote. And so he is also complicit in covering up the lies behind the Iraq war. He is recipient. He is worthy of being a recipient of very special awards from the Taliban, and he is worthy of receiving an award from this show, Richard Lard from the Southern Baptist Convention. You are asshole of the week. All right, I think we can say we heard enough of those sounds. You heard Ms. Terry doing Dr. Laura Hoare. Midnight Oil did One Country. Moody Blues did Isn't Life Strange? And started off with Duchess DeSade doing Cafe Flesh. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight has been the Anti-President's Day show in the wake of our cancellation from two sick members from the Midnight Creeps, who will reschedule in the future. Next week, once again, is Caroline Rothstein, the producer of the Vagina Monologues. Yes, next week, February 27th, the theme is Holy Vagina. And we will make that a show to remember a couple things we forgot, and then we'll do the credits. Let's see. All right, we talked about Jefferson Starship concert. Great, great, great. And those guys look like hell. But that is good for the Reverend's self-esteem. Okay. We don't know if this is true or not. So hopefully one of you will be able to tell us. But just when you thought the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys could not become bigger assholes, former recipient of Asshole of the Week, Raymond Peppernell, who goes by the name of East Bay Ray, has sent a fax to Jello Biafra in which he asked if it was okay if the song, the Dead Kennedys version of Viva Las Vegas, be sold to probably the worst show ever on television, American Idol, on the worst station. The Reverend agrees with Jello, Fox Network, in the ultimate display of shit-canning everything the Dead Kennedys once stood for. Please let the Reverend know if that's true, if you taped it, if you were able to sit through it. Let us know if that is true or not, and let AlternativeTentacles.com know if it is true or not. And if it is true, we are going to offer an award to anyone who gets the corporate scab Dead Kennedys with pies. The actual dessert Jello counts. Anything that is based on a food product that is harmless and not hard and not hurtful counts. And we'll figure out rewards. And as you know from the contests, we've had a lot of bands and live guests have contributed some great products. And then, of course, we've had the wild guests, Lady Simone, DeMonica. So you can get some very interesting memorabilia from some of the past live guests if you win this contest. And speaking of AlternativeTentacles.com, Jello Biafra's label, you can get a band from the 60s who went through all kinds of hell just to be a band, very bizarre band, called Plastic People of the Universe. They were from Czechoslovakia. They went through all kinds of repression and still stayed a band. And their great recordings have been preserved in the past, and now they're on CD. The Plastic People of the Universe at AlternativeTentacles.com. All right, and of course, check out the Reverend's friend, Dr. Susan Block, and her video and audio streaming show at drsusanblock.com, the Radio Susie link. I don't know who's the upcoming guests, but it'll be on a link called Shows Upcoming. Still got more songs, probably go a little bit over time, and then get out of here. Let's see. Yeah, about two or maybe three songs. So we'll do the credits and then we'll play from Stoma Boy with Marrow. First, the credits. And this is the old credits paper, so it's less decipherable. But the Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration for tonight's Anti-President's Day show. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, Father Oblivion from Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lord Jesus and his party guests, Kenny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, possible future bride on the show if they last, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, Lady Pixanne, St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe, the Limp Dick, Malik, Leanne and Tim, thank you, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Z and spouse, Jennifer R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Mac Goddess and Family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and now Portuguese Bookburners, all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah Laerne, the Coffee Goddesses, Vampira, Dark Lady from darklady.com, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLeague.com, all Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI Genevieve, Pie Man from PieMan.org, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Mr. Scott, the computer security person and family, Tara, Jenna the Egg, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig from Autistic Behavior, Christy Wan, Vera, Susie Lick, Chelsea Elsie, Merck and Family, Bonnie, the Arizona dude from the Dead Milkman Show, Neen, Bonnie, Leah, and the Beloit University Group, Raheel for Reproductive Freedom, the Lucy Pro-Choice Group, Nikki Lani, Carol Queen, Annie Oakley, Caroline Rothstein, and the cast of the Vagina Monologues in Philadelphia, the producers of the Heart of the Beholder film, Diane Fornbacher and family, Void Control, Midnight Creeps, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. Bill and Mia, the two Washington outlets that broadcast the show live, Dallas Blanchard, D. Monica, and two book burners everywhere. Thank you. And right, Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail, Edis, jcdc.org. Next week is Holy Vagina with Caroline Rothstein, producer of the Vagina Monologues. And now we're going to play a song from Put Your Tongue to the Rail, the Philly compilation for Catholic children, The Songs of the Jim Carroll Band. This is Stoma Boy with Marrow doing City Drops Into the Night.
sky over Jersey. That sky starts to drain from you. It's when my woman pawns a voice of that, shaking me. Seems clear, and the other side, you know.
in the sneak thieves are checking. They're checking in hours for unlocked doors. And Billy's sister's getting frantic cause his Billy sister's little brother can't score. It's when the woman of my dreams is, oh my God, it's the woman on the floor. Each promise was just one promise.
That was Stoma Boy with Marrow doing City Drops into the Night. And that's going to conclude Anti-President's Day show. Going to finish with a track from Volume 2 of Rock Against Bush. And you can get these CDs from Fat Wreck Records, Fat W-R-E-C-K, fatwreck.com. And they have DVDs that come with these CDs also. And this track is by Operation Ivy. It is entitled Unity. Good night.
He hit the ground running at the speed of light. The star is bright shining like a neon light. It's your favorite sign. It's your favorite sign. A fixture on the talk shows to the silver screen from in Colorado. He's a sex machine. It's your favorite sun. It's your favorite sun. But isn't it a drag? Isn't it a drag? Isn't it a drag? It's pretty but it's sad. But isn't it a drag? A clean-cut all-American really ain't so clean. His royal auditorium, it's a murder scene. It's your favorite son. It's your favorite son. Oh, isn't it a drag? Isn't it a drag? Isn't it a drag? It's pretty but it's sad. But isn't it a drag? Well, no one says it's fair. Turning teenage love to a millionaire. Now where's your fucking champion? What a badly way. He's not the other American that you thought to pay. It's your favorite son. It's your favorite son. Oh, isn't it a drag?
The first artificial Earth satellite in the world has now been created.